With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. Union workers at Watsonville Community Hospital are continuing months-long contract negotiations with the Pajaro Valley Healthcare District. Some employees protested on the street corner outside the hospital yesterday. KAZU's Erin Malsbury has more.
Technicians, environmental service workers, and others called out low wages, increasing healthcare costs, and short staffing. Leticia Ornelas is a dietitian who's worked at Watsonville Community Hospital for 35 years. She describes the challenges employees face.
Having to stay over shifts because we cannot retain employees to stay here. You know, they come and work 6 months and then they go somewhere else for a more competitive wage or benefits, whatever that might be.
But for Ornelas, Watsonville is home.
We're just asking the hospital to be fair and be competitive with other union hospitals.
Hospital Marketing and Communications Director Nancy Gear says they plan to address workers' concerns, but financial problems inherited from previous owners who declared bankruptcy in 2021 remain.
We have to really balance the needs of employees and the salaries, as well as our obligation to the community to remain financially sound so we can be open for generations to come.
She says they've made progress, but aren't out of the woods yet.
The hospital recognizes that in some areas we are not at the market rates for some of our positions, and that's not where we want to be.
As of now, the employees don't plan to strike, but neither party knows how long contract negotiations will take. Erin Malsbury, KAZU News.